Your handbooks and seeing number 438.
All along. Now, do you experience anything like that in life? Can it really be like that at times? When sorrow's clouds o'ertake me and break upon my head, when life seems worse than useless, and earthly hopes are dead. Ever been in a place like that? I was reminded as we sang, as a younger person, I guess I was in my middle 20s. Maybe around 25. 24 or 25. And I was engaged to be married. Isn't that a wonderful thing? And all the plans were made to be married. You know, there's a lot of preparation that goes into a wedding. That's why it's good to only do it once. But 6 weeks before the wedding, I got a telephone call. And it was my bride-to-be on the end of the line. And she said, "I don't want to marry you." What do you do with that? That's when life seems worse than useless and earthly hopes are dead. Is Jesus still faithful? Does Jesus still love us? Yes, he does. And he's right there with us in these very trying times. Now, I know all of you, or maybe not all of you, but many of us have gone through things like that, or the loss of a loved one. I could tell you other experiences in my own life where sorrow broke upon us. But it's just like Jesus to roll the clouds away. It's just like Jesus to keep me day by day. I remember I took some time off from work at that time. I took some vacation. But then the time came for me to return back to work. And I didn't know how that was going to be, you know, to get back into life, start over, as it were. But I remember that first day back at work, I felt such a presence of God. Just seemed to carry me. And there was a joy, a glory, if you could say it that way. And it just seemed to surround me. And it got me through. And I think that was a token of his love. He was letting me know that he was with me. His care and tenderness. And the reason I tell you that is that I want you to understand that these things that we speak about, the things that we find in God's Word, are true. And they apply to our lives, and they work. Do you understand that? Jesus is real. His love is real, and he wants you to experience it. It's just like his great love. And so I don't know if any one of you is maybe going through a trial. Maybe there's a sorrow in your life. Maybe there's something you don't understand. And I want to tell you that God is faithful and that God loves you. Dear Lord Jesus, you see us before you this night. We want to thank you for your great love. Oh, I could sing forever of Jesus' love for me. The love that you showed to us on the cross, taking our punishment. Lord, we're also thankful. We're also thankful that as we travel through life, a long life's journey, Lord, you're there. You're there with us. In the good times and in the seemingly bad times, Lord, you are there. Your love never changes. And nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. And so, Lord, tonight, if there's a heart that maybe is hurting, I pray, Lord, that you would come and that you would lift and that you would comfort and that you would put your mighty arms of love around them. Father, we want to learn to trust you, to trust your love. And so, Lord, we pray. Lord, you came to heal the brokenhearted, to bind up the brokenhearted. And so, Lord, we just come to you right now. And Lord, I also think of the cottagers and the villagers. Lord, maybe there are those whose hearts have been hurt. God, I pray that you would minister to them while they're here and that they would experience your love. God, may the love of God flow in this place, from our lives, from the lives of the counselors. God, so that every one of them will know that they are loved, that you love them. May they come to experience that love through the forgiveness of sin, through a relationship with you. So I ask for your blessing upon them tonight as they gather and meet together. I pray, Lord, that you would move, that you would have your way, that your word would be spoken, that your word would find an entrance into hearts. Pray for the cottagers, Lord. Come to them. Continue your work in them. I know that you are working. I know it, Lord. We're confident that you are at work. And even tonight, Lord Jesus, you are doing something in their hearts. Something that will last for eternity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's thank him for his love. Thank you, Lord, for your great love for us in Christ. Thank you, Jesus. You love me. Jesus, you love me. And I thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, you love me. Thank you. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, I want to love you. I want to love you, Lord. Oh, I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I praise you. I worship you, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah.
To rise in the the arms of faith and be closer drawn to Thee. Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where Thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to Thy precious leading side.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's sing number 323. 323. Stand as we sing. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, draw us tonight, Lord. Draw us, my God.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Many of you were not here during second period. A few of you were. But a number of you may know Donna Bristol, who has come to camp over a number of years, and she was here second period. And she shared with us a very urgent and desperate prayer request. She had a cousin, was in her mid-40s, who had developed a respiratory problem, and she was on, had been put on life support, and the cousin did not know the Lord. The cousin's parents were divorced. The mother was very hard and didn't want anything to do with God or the Bible. Father was a Christian, and he was really devastated by the condition of his daughter. Life support, not expected to live, and doesn't know Jesus. Can't get much worse than that, can it? But Donna called after supper this evening, and her cousin's going to make it. It's past the critical point. I'm not sure that she's off the respirator, but I believe she is. And she gave her heart to the Lord Jesus Christ while still on the respirator. And in addition, the mother, who was so hard, accepted a gift of a Bible during the time that the daughter was on the respirator. So there's a softening in the mother's heart. And Donna wanted me to share that answer to prayer with all of you tonight. And we can rejoice with her and with the rest of the family in God's victory. That's something that's beyond man's ability to do. But God intervened. And again, we can safely trust him and know that he answers prayer even when things look desperate. And I just thank the Lord for that wonderful answer to prayer.
Song shall ever be. Oh, how
in glory, His face I at last shall see.
I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord.